Senator Humphrey on 9-1.
Gilbert, tell me, do you have a reliable count on your cloture?
Yeah, I think that my reliable count shows a minimum of 68 votes. And I'm just going to have go over it here again with one of the staff fellows, and because we're going to be in session practically all night. I guess we got some boys that are going to hold us in session. We had a little parliamentary snafu here, but we got it all cleared up. So I think we're all right. You, can I? I'm going to be here for some time. Can I call back one of your men and let you know?
Yeah, I'm going to call Lee White. I'm going to have to be at a dinner at 7:40 to meet the Prime Minister, but I'll. If you call Lee White.
Yeah.
How are you counting Hayden against us, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I'm counting him against. I was hopeful that he gave us a couple of good votes today. I'm counting we got some Republicans that come in that sound pretty good. Munt.
Munt called me and told me he was going to do it. How do they count Yarbrough?
Yarbrough will count him, yes.
Well, I know what steelworkers told you, but our information is that they weren't quite that sure.
Well, I'll put the arm on him again. He told me he was going to go.
Yarbrough told you?
Yep.
Today?
Yep.
Well, that's all right, sir. I thought that's what he'd do.
Yep.
But he told you.
Yep. And I haven't got any commitment out of Edmondson yet. But the boys tell me that it looks good. I've asked some of the people to contact his brother. I've been after Edmondson 2 or 3 times. And since that jury trial amendment got in, I thought that might pull him through. And I think it does, because he was so anxious about it.
But you think we're safe?
Yes, sir. That's I'm just pawing around here for some papers, but as I see it now, we have 68 votes.
How many of those are Democrats?
42.
Well, the Republicans doing a little better than we are, aren't they?
Yes, sir. Dirksen tells me he's got 28 votes. But I don't think he has. I think he's got 26.
And how many do they have? 36?
They got 33 members of the Senate.
33?
Yep. Yeah. He's losing 7.
I know 3 of them is Meacham and Tower and Goldwater.
Meacham, Tower, Goldwater, Simpson, and let me see, those are the 4, and one more, let's see.
What about Bennett?
Huh?
Bennett.
Bennett is wobbly. That's the 5th one that we counted out, but he's wobbly. It looks like a possibility. But Meacham, Tower, Goldwater, Simpson, Bennett, and let's see, who the hell was the other one? And possibly, the other one I had was Hickenlooper.
And Ruska?
No, Ruska's with us. Dominic is with us. Munton's with us. Jordan of Idaho is with us. The other possibility I saw was John Williams of Delaware. So that would leave 26.
I believe Williams will go with you.
I think he will. I think Williams and Bennett will go. That's what Dirksen's planning on. Giving him 28, which he thinks he's got. I think he's got 26. Just to be a little gun-shy and careful.
Okay. Well.
Now, I want you to know I've had a meeting over here with Shriver and McNamara.
Yeah?
And we've agreed to the following, that this week there will be a meeting of his subcommittee, McNamara's subcommittee, at which they will establish the outline and procedure on this bill. They will immediately send letters out to all witnesses saying that they testified in the House and that we would like to incorporate their testimony in the Senate proceedings. And if they have any additional comments, we would welcome that. And then while the House is, we'll also get the review of the House bill as modified as it come from committee, the latest analysis of it. We will then, after the House gets a rule and votes on the bill, the House bill will be brought over here, and at that time, if any senator wishes to call witnesses, the witnesses will be called. McNamara doesn't want to call a lot of witnesses because he's afraid that if he takes the initiative, that the Goldwater crowd will just be loading them up with hundreds of them. And we want to try to get this bill out of committee and get it on the calendar but to permit, if need be, by the vote of the committee, certain witnesses to be called. Is that agreeable?
Well, I think that's not the way I do it. You're going to have the four cabinet officers. You can't.
I told McNamara that. He's as stubborn as hell. I told him that. I said that we ought to get all those cabinet officers over here. And he said, well, they've already testified, he said, and we'll just incorporate their testimony into the record.
All right, okay, if he can get by with that.
And nice. I said, well, I'm not going to let you do that alone, Mac. You've got to hold a committee meeting and decide whether or not that satisfies the committee. So we've agreed that Thursday or Friday of this week, such a committee meeting will be held at which he will outline this procedure and get an official approval of the procedure by a vote of the committee.
All right. Now, what are you going to do about the pay bill?
Well, that goddamn Olin Johnson, I cannot get it. Both Mike and I have pleaded with him today to get this bill out. And they said, well, we're going through it. We're trying to do the best we can. They had some prayer breakfast he was supposed to attend tomorrow. And the leader, Mike, told him, said, hellfire, we got you a plane to take your some of those fellows out to Cleveland and got them on back here for you. So they could be here for your meeting today, and now you want to have a prayer breakfast. Why don't you hold that prayer breakfast another day and get that bill out? Well, he just won't give us a solid commitment. And I've been at him.
Your commitment, he'd report that bill right away by name of judges. You told me he did.
Yes, he did, Mr. President. He not only told me that, but he's told me three times that he'd report this bill out. He told me that he'd report it out Monday, this week. He's just a weakling, that's all. I hate to say it on this stuff, but he just doesn't, when Monroney and a few of them stand up there and raise hell, he lets them get by with it. But I'll be on his back. I'm going to have to be here, I guess, most of the night. They're going to have an all-night session around here. I don't know why, but some of the boys decided.
Why don't you go tell him that you made a firm commitment here, and the House has held it, and held it, and held it, and you got him as two judges, and you thought he'd keep his word.
I have, Mr. President. I'll do it again and again. I do everything I can except go with that committee and become a member of it.
You reckon Dirksen can help you with all of them?
Well, we had Dirksen working on his Republican members, and I personally think that what's going on is that Monroney is just asking a lot of questions a la Albert Gore style, and that the chairman of the committee is just messing around. That's the way it adds up.
Okay.
Well, I'll report to Lee White. Is he at the White House?
Yeah.
I'll double check it out, Mr. President.